Welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I talk about a couple new bars that we checked out, and we talk about some of the upcoming events, including Naperville Winter Ale Fest. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And it's episode number 19. Jeez. I'm drinking many weeks now. 19 weeks, to be exact.
I think you've got a drinking problem, Brad.
Well, just because I have two beer podcasts. You have an entire website dedicated to drinking, so.
Touché.
But yeah, on the Chicago Beer Pass, we talk about events happening in and around Chicago, and we also drink beer on the show. And we try to stick to Chicagoland beers. And today we have Heavier Handed from Two Brothers.
Yeah, so this is their Imperial IPA. You know, the only time I've been to, they got two locations, right? They got the Roundhouse and then they got the brew pub in Warrenville. So I went to the Roundhouse once and they had like four different versions of this beer on draft. So apparently they picked the hops from all these different lots. And then they give you a chance to like, it's like a single hop showcase. So you get a chance to try like lot A, which is, you know, spicy, and lot B is like, you know, sweet and like, you know, like a lot more floral.
Oh, neat. Okay.
You know, so they got lots A through C of this beer. And then I think they do a really big party for this beer too out there. Is that Heavier Handed?
No, they did party for Hop Juice.
Hop Juice.
But they changed the name of Hop Juice to something else because they got sued.
Hey, when that happens, man.
Heavier Hand is just they have Heavy Handed, and this is the Heavier Handed.
Okay. Right. All right. Cool.
So I don't know if this gets a big party.
No. It's probably just the beer they have different versions of at the Roundhouse. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know when this came out. It came out around the hop harvest, which has been a few months now, so I'm worried.
Traditionally that's like October or something like that.
Yeah, so I'm worried this has been sitting around for a while, and it does taste a little more mellow than I maybe was expecting.
Very mellow, very malt forward. Yeah. Pours more like a really nice barley wine at this point.
It's not heavy handed. It's not heavier handed.
There's nothing heavy about these hands, man, you know? Still good, just not, you know, not the hot bomb anymore, but still drinkable. Some beers just change, you know. Mm-hmm. They don't get old, they just change.
And that's sometimes the problem of picking up beers at your corner liquor store. You never know how long they've been there.
Yeah.
But we're still going to drink it. No problem.
Yeah.
It's almost gone at this point, really. Well, should we get into this past week? I know we were chatting earlier, and we just didn't make it out to any events, really. We were at bars, we were out drinking, and it just wasn't an event-focused week for either one of us, really.
Yeah, there were a couple events. I wasn't able to go to any events this week. Just took some time off, rested a little bit.
I heard great things about the Polar Beer Fest at Rock Bottom.
Yeah, it's on the rooftop. I don't see how you can go wrong on the rooftop in the winter. I wish we did that more often, man. I swear I do. I wish we did that kind of stuff more often. You know, just party outside when it's cold.
Sure. But you were talking about this new place, Lynx, that you checked out, right?
Yeah, so I went to Lynx. Lynx is basically North Ave and Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And Lynx is cool. It's a very it's very modern in the sense that they use. It's a very technology-centric bar, right? So they have all these billboards. Well, actually, they're TVs, but they turn their TVs into digital tap boards, basically, right? And then they encourage you to go to their website to see, like, what they got on draft. And this bar was great because, let me back up a little bit. It's a company called Digital Pour, and I know the guys from Taplister, they also do something like this. Right. So Digital Pour is based in Portland, and I thought it was the Taplister guys, but apparently it's not. It's like another company that does these digital boards, but the concept is great. So you go in and you can check in to Foursquare, you can check in on Facebook, you can check in on Instagram, and all this stuff appears on the board.
Oh, cool!
You know that along with every beer they got on draft. So
do they also do the gauge of how much is left of these beers? Is that on that board?
Right. Okay. So there's this icon of the barrel, you know, of a keg and a keg, and then you know it tells you how much is left on each one. Yeah. So I asked them how they did this. Like, how do you do this? And they basically said, hey, you know, there's no scale that sits on the kegs in the back. It's like whenever someone rings in a keg, you know, the formula just deducts that amount of beer, and then that's translated to the port.
Oh, that's a smart way to do it, rather than having all these sensors hooked up to the lines and be like, oh, this amount of liquid came out of this. So it's going to be pretty close to exact, but yeah. Might be some free beers that got given out or something like that.
Yeah, or something. What if something's pouring really heady? You know, something's like pouring off a little bit. So, yeah. So that made a lot of sense. It was really cool. It was really cool to see. There's about 40 lines in there. They open about 5 p.m., but they stay open until about 1. So we were there. We pretty much drank all night. All
right.
Yeah. It was a good time. Marilyn Law from Pipeworks in Bottles was great, man. It was like, it was a bomber. And, they make a habit of putting, like, someone from the brewery on every bottle. And then, it's a ninja, and it's one of the guys that work at the brewery. Mm-hmm. And that was a great beer. We had a couple of those. Had Backwoods Bastard, which is the barrel-aged version of the double, or the Arrogant Bastard.
No, that's Stone.
Yeah, that's Founders. Stone. Founders. The Founders beer that they put in on, that they put in barrels. It's the Founders Scotch Ale that they put in barrels.
Okay.
Yeah. That was pretty awesome. And then some fun cider, too.
Nice. Is their tap list just kind of run the gamut of all over the place, or is it kind of all Chicago specific?
No, they make it a point to just have like really fun stuff from regardless of where it is.
Okay.
You know, one thing I did like was that I saw Beth, who used to work at Lakeshore. Well, it used to be River North.
Mm-hmm.
She was behind the bar, and she was telling me about this new venture she's working on called Heartland. So Heartland is a distributor, super small, super local distributor, mm-hmm. and they're going to be distributing breweries from around the city and the suburbs.
Oh, okay.
So the first brewery they have on contract is Dry Hop.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to be distributing Dry Hop, and she was really excited about that.
They're moving fast if they're going to be already bottling. Now I don't even know if they could keep up with beer on tap there. They have like a tiny system and a tiny space.
Their place is super small. It's in Lakeview, and it's really, really small. And like their system is probably maybe like a 10 barrel system.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious to know what the plans are for expansion over at Dry Hop, because I don't think they can, unless it's going to focus on just like, you know, like if you go to Atlas, they focus just on their neighborhood. They're like, hey, we're making beer for Lincoln Park, and it's pretty much it.
Right.
So if they go to that model, then it makes sense. But if they're going to do like a citywide thing or a suburb thing, they're going to need more space.
Right. I guess they would have to just do kegs for maybe other bars. I couldn't see them doing like packaged product at the moment.
Yeah. So Heartland is a distributor that's going to be available locally and focus on local brands. And she wouldn't give me much information outside of that. So I'm prying at this point. I'm like, yeah, so who else you got? You know,
she knew you were going to talk about it. She's like, Nick, I know you're going to tell everyone.
So she was kind of mum's the word, but it was exciting because I always wondered why there weren't more distributors, you know, to handle local stuff. Because, you know, who's going to do that stuff for the small guys? I mean, you could do it yourself, but like, you know, like the, you know, Lake Effect does that, Pipeworks does that, but then you got to get a van. It's basically two businesses, you know. You got like this business where you brew, and you got this business where you're going around town, you know,
right.
Your delivery service basically. So it'd be cool if there were more companies that helped those guys with that part of their business. So.
Uh-huh. And you'll hit the wall at some point where it's like, well, I'm at my barrel limit, so I can't self-distribute anymore. So we're going to have to find somebody, and the big guys may not want to take you on then.
You'll get buried behind, you know, Lagunitas or, you know, or Floyd's, you know, depending on, you know, or Goose or, you know, whoever your distributor is. So, yeah, it makes sense to have a distributor who focuses most of his time on you.
All right.
Yeah.
That's cool. Did I make it anywhere? I did try that honey chicken pizza at Peace.
You went to Peace?
We ordered it and picked it up, and, you know, it's good, but it's a little overhyped, I think. But if you're going there for the beer, because the beer is great and you're having this pizza, it's good.
It's a good experience, man. I had it recently too, and like
All right. So if you don't know what we're talking about, there's this honey chicken place,
right? Yeah, honey butter fried chicken.
Honey butter fried chicken.
It's a place like not too far from Kuma's, like northwest side of town. Yeah. So they got together with Peace.
Uh huh. And it's really just a chicken pizza. Like
so they're doing, for February, they're doing honey butter fried chicken pizza, which is like, you know, the most gluttonous fucking dish I can think of, like, ever, right? And then, so they're doing it, and they're doing like 100 pieces a day, and they're combining the two. And it's fun, you know, for people in Chicago who, you know, who like both of those outlets, you know. The foodies, the food nerds get excited about that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, Yeah, you know, but talking about peace, though, every time, you know, because on the Brew Bus, people always ask, where you go drink? You know, where do we go after this? And I always mention peace because a lot of people don't. Like, if you're looking for a place that's got great food and great beer, you know, the guy at Peace, mm-hmm. Jonathan Cutler, he's one of the most decorated brewers in town. You look at his wall. Sure, yeah. And he's got, like, you know, between World Beer Cup and Great American Beer Fest, you know, he's got just as many medals as anybody. So, you know, I kind of think they get lost in the conversation a lot. I really like their beers. That's what I'm getting at. I like
right,
the beers.
And they've been around for so long now, it's kind of like they have all the same beers because that's what the neighborhood wants, that's what sells, but they also aren't that huge. They're bigger than Dry Hop, who's distributing now, but...
totally, man.
But you can always count on good beer and food when you go in there. So that's what I was drinking and eating this weekend.
Absolutely, man.
Well, let's jump into this week and see what's on the calendar.
Let's see. So Wednesday, this is February 19th. Mm-hmm. The good folks over at Off Color Brewing, they're doing an event with Three Floyds and Eataly. So they have a beer collaboration with Three Floyds, and then Eataly is barbecuing some food for those guys.
And the beer is called Rats in the Ashes, right? That's like collaboration beer.
Yes. Yeah,
ashes so. Or asses?
Collaboration beer called Rats in the Ashes. No, it's called Rats in the Ashes. So this is a Belgian quad that these guys made with Three Floyds. So this is a beer that's got Belgian candy, and it's a really fun description. They're calling it a festival of cats. I don't know what the hell that means, but this is basically going to be beer from Three Floyds and Off Color, and then barbecue from Eataly, which is the new Italian space downtown, which also has a brewery, which is right. Which is pretty cool. That's going to be on Wednesday. That's Wednesday at 6 p.m. at Off Color Brewery.
$20, right?
Yeah, $20 will get you in. All the information is on their Facebook page. That's a $20 ticket for that event.
Nice. And then also that night is at Whirly Ball, which is always a blast. Goose Island, Bourbon County, Stout, Tap Takeover.
We're doing Tap Takeovers at the Whirly Ball now.
Yeah. I feel like Bourbon County and Whirly Ball is a dangerous combination. That's it's already bad just knowing my times there and how much friends and I drink and play Whirly Ball. It gets rowdy. And if you're drinking 13% beer... you're in for trouble on the court.
And they're probably bringing, like, everything.
I think so. I don't have the list here in front of me, but I think it was, like, all the new stuff, some old stuff. So it'll be a good time. That's at 7 o'clock. So you can go there and drink. You don't have to play Whirly Ball. There's pool. There's other games.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I didn't know that. I thought there was... Yeah.
There's laser tag, too, so...
Laser tag and BCS would be great, actually. I'd probably do that before I do Whirly Ball. Yeah, I need to get there. I've never been there.
Right. They're moving, though. They're going to take that location, and that one's shutting down, and they're going to move a few blocks away.
Yeah. So Wednesday's a big day. So also Wednesday, the Chicago Brew Bus is going out to 18th Street Brewery. So 18th Street's in Gary, Indiana. So it's probably a place you're probably not going to drive to. So just take the Brew Bus there. You know, the Brew Bus, they'll drive you to drink. The Brew Bus is going to pick up people at Beer Bistro. And for $15, you get to ride out to Gary, Indiana to go to 18th Street Brewery. 18th Street was recently named by Ray Beer best new brewer in Indiana.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be cool.
Is this the Beer Bistro in Madison?
Yeah, this is Beer Bistro in Madison. So that's a great central location. Those guys over there always have a good tap list. So you can drink there, pregame, get on the bus.
Keep drinking.
Keep drinking. And then, you know, once you're done sitting in traffic and once you get to 18th Street, you can drink some more. Yeah.
I guess you'll have to buy beer, bring to the Beer Bistro in a backpack, and then drink on the brew bus, right?
You might be able to drink on the brew bus. Maybe. I don't know. Probably not officially, but, you know, I don't know. You might be able to.
Nice. But you can also take the train to 18th Street, right?
You can. You know, I took the train out there. I was downtown. You can catch it at Millennium Station. It's the South Shore Line. And then you can take it out there. It takes you about an hour. I say about an hour 15.
Okay.
About an hour 15 to get out there.
But it doesn't run that late, right?
No. So, like, you got to be done. If you come back to the city, you got to be done by, like, 10 o'clock.
Okay.
But the cool part about his space is really nice. It's very intimate, and it's really cool. And then there's a pizza guy across the street. So he sits, and when you're in Gary, he's basically, like, on Main Street in Gary, whatever the main street in the town is. He sits there. All these businesses are there, and the train's right there. And there are food businesses that'll deliver straight to the brewery for you. So it's a tap room without a kitchen, but that's not an issue if you're ready to eat, because they got good pizza right across the street there.
That's kind of awesome. Helping out the businesses in town, too. So that's great.
You know, craft beer, man. Doing this thing to bring us together, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So that's also Wednesday. That's Wednesday at 6 p.m. at Beer Bistro.
Nice. So then Thursday is One Wild Night at Small Bar. And I think this is like a tradition now. They're doing like a sour night every February. And this list is just kind of nuts. They have some stuff from Four Hands, the brewery, Perennial, McKellar. It's like huge 10 list here. There's a VIP session, and you can just come in there and drink as well.
I'm a big fan of Small Bar, and we were at FOBAB this year, and the coolest part about FOBAB was that, you know, all the sour beers had their own section. You know, like you went over there last year, 2 years ago now. 2 years ago, that section was reserved for the judges at FOBAB, but this year when you went to FOBAB, this entire section was like all sour and wild ales. And, you know, you could really just, like, go over there and geek out on, like, you know, we stayed over there for, like, 20, 30 minutes just enjoying, like, all these cool sour beers. Because after a while, you know, after going to festivals and, you know, drinking beer as much as we do, it's nice to have, you know, a fun sour beer.
Yeah. Know? And if they, you know, after drinking at somewhere like FOBAB, after drinking barrel-aged beers, a sour beer really cuts through all that alcohol and sweetness and, you know, tastes something else.
Yeah, and it's cool that, you know, beers like sour beers can be categorized as beer. You know what I mean? Like, that profile. Like, if you get a really good sour beer, it kind of reminds you of, like a Sour Patch Kid, you know, when you're a kid. Like, how it's, like, you know, like, it's, like, super sour and tangy, but then it also has a sweet finish, like, if you keep drinking it, like.
I guess if you get the right ones. Otherwise, it's just funky barnyard and.
Yeah, so I think the good ones will be at Small Bar on this.
Oh, night. Yeah, probably. So check that out if you're interested in trying some new sour beers. You know, they have a great list, and Small Bar is always a good spot. And it's warmer outside, so you can walk over there.
Yeah, 40 degrees this week, man. I'm fucking jacked about that. So, except for all the water everywhere, man. Like, dude, like all the snow. It's like the snowiest winter ever. And then it turns 40 degrees. Now it's just like wet water. Puddles everywhere. It's yeah, for the commuter, dude. It's not awesome. So Thursday this week also is at Fishman Liquor and Tavern. They're having a Three Floyds Tap Invasion.
Oh, cool.
So Three Floyds is coming. They're bringing like it looks like 10 beers, including Behemoth Barley Wine and Permanent Funeral. And Permanent Funeral took a medal at Great American Beer Fest this year for Double IPA.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've had that one yet.
That was pretty good. That's the one. We always drink Dreadnought. I think Dreadnought was the first beer from Floyd's where, like, it really kind of, we were like, oh, shit. Like, these guys make great beer. That was the first beer because you get it in bottles and we would take it on a train. Permanent Funeral is that even, but better.
Okay.
It's really good. Behemoth is our barley wine. My favorite Behemoth story is that, you know, well, Behemoth is one of those beers that changes. They change the wax every year, just like Dark Lord, you know?
Right.
And then, so we would go to, we would go on a hunt for it and just buy it all. You know, we go to the store and just buy it all. So there was this one store next to Revolution, the brew pub, you know, right there on Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Foremost. So Foremost is right there. And we're like, is there a limit on Behemoth? And they're like, no, there's no limit. And, you know, it's like 30 bottles of Behemoth. So. You know, I called my friend and he's like, dude, you need to buy all that beer. So so we bought it all, man. We bought it all. You know, I took it all to work the next day. And then like three of us just kind of split it. But it was that good.
Jeez. I might have still one hanging around. I don't even know from what year at this point. But yeah, it is a good beer.
Yeah. It's Three Floyds, man.
It's all good, right?
Yeah. What are you going to do? You know, it's Three Floyds. Yeah. So... That's up at Fishman's. Fishman's is up in Jefferson Park. That is Thursday, 6 p.m. Thursday's the 19th.
Nice.
Thursday's the 20th. I just lied to you. Sorry. Thursday's the 20th.
Cool. Anything on Friday then? I don't have anything. It's like a quiet day on Saturday, right?
Yeah, I got nothing on Friday. Saturday's a big day.
Right. Big event is the Naperville Winter Ale Festival. And out in Naperville, hence the name. Is this the second one?
Well, it's the first winter one, but okay. Yes, it's the second one in Naperville.
That's what I thought. Okay.
So Josh is behind the promotion company that does, he did the Lyle Ale Fest. He did the Naperville Ale Fest, and now this is his third event, so he's doing the Winter Ale Fest out there. I didn't get a chance to go to the Naperville Ale Fest, but I ran into the guys from Beer Dogging and Ale to the Burbs, those guys that live out that way, mm-hmm. and they were saying that they went, and they had a good time, but they were having issues with the VIP. They said that, so they had a VIP tent, but they weren't checking tickets for the VIP.
Okay.
So, like, you could be just a regular dude and go into VIP and get the beer. So then the brewers got mad, and then this is what they said. And then the brewers got mad, and then they took their beers out of VIP and said, well, fuck it. We'll just take it to our regular booth out in general population.
Yeah.
If you're not going to ticket people for a VIP. So that was kind of funny. So I guess they had some glitches in the Summerfest. They'll probably fix those.
Yeah.
It's good for that area because that's an area where, well, Salamos out there, World of Beers out there, but it's a huge city, but it's not really known as a beer destination. But a lot of people love beer and they come here to drink it. Right. So,
is it downtown or do you know?
Yeah, it's on what's called the Naper Settle. It's basically a big outdoor park.
Okay.
Yeah, like right not too far from downtown Naperville. So that's going to be a good time. And then I'm a fan of just drinking outdoors, man.
Right. And then it's, like we said, it's a little warmer, so yeah. It's not going to be freezing. And yeah, I don't know. Outdoor fests are always fun.
Yeah. I like being outside, man. Especially, I mean, we're a cold weather city. I think we should do more stuff outside. So kudos to those guys because, you know, they're throwing these big parties. Naperville Ale Fest was like 4,000 people.
Oh, wow.
And then, so I don't know how big this one's going to be, but I imagine it could be as big as that, you know, it's at a park. But yeah. They're not screwing around. They're trying to throw big badass parties in Naperville.
Very cool.
Which is cool. So that's gonna be Saturday. That probably starts like around noon, I'm guessing.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So that's this Saturday. And then this Sunday at Emporium is Solidarity. Solidarity is throwing an event called the Dark Side. So Dark Side is a festival where they take 24 dark beers and put them on draft for one day only. And they usually have a pretty killer tap list, man. So I went to this event last year, and it was great because, you know, it's, you know, we talked about it, like, you know, football season ends, it's a Sunday afternoon, and there's not a lot going on, and then you can go to this event, and it's basically 24 dark beers and vintage video games.
Nice. Know? And they had an event, I don't know, we talked about it probably in, like, episode one or two earlier in the fall, right?
Yeah, because they did something at Reggie's Rock Bar.
Okay. I thought they did one at Emporium as well.
They did this at Emporium last year.
Oh, okay. Maybe you're talking about this last time. Okay.
Yeah, that probably is what I was talking about. Nice. Yeah, so this is it's a pretty sweet ticket. It's $25 to get you in, and that includes that might include tokens as well. Tokens for the video games, and then you're probably on your own for beer, actually.
Okay.
Here it is right here. Tickets are $25. It includes samples of the dark stuff and a big bag of tokens. So $25 gets you some beer and a bunch of tokens for video games.
How many tokens do you think you get?
Man. I know you need 4 for a game of NFL Blitz. That's my game.
Oh, okay.
I'm number 2 all time in that game. So if I'm there and you want to play, you can bring it.
Oh, oh. Damn.
But yeah, but our Emporium's great, man. And they just opened the new space on the other side. They expanded.
Right, yeah.
That wasn't there last year. And there's a stage there. Antique Tacos is next door. So you can really hang out at this thing as long as you want.
Right. You can have food delivered. You could have peace delivered. I had peace delivered there one night.
See.
So you get that honey buttered chicken pizza.
I gotta be honest with you, man. Emporium, man, is like a little slice of heaven, man.
It's fun,
you
know.
I mean, there's like 40 beers on draft, and then like every game you played as a kid, and it's like, what else do you really need? And you can bring any food you want. Like, done.
Yeah.
So this is 24 beers. We won't go through them all, but there are some cool beers on tap. They're bringing a cask from Ballast Point. Ballast Point has an Imperial Vanilla Coffee Porter called Victory at Sea. So what they're bringing to Solidarity is Victory at Cereal, which is the Imperial Vanilla Coffee Porter with Captain Crunch cereal added.
Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah. So that's at noon, Emporium, man. Emporium's in Wicker Park, man, right on Milwaukee. That's going to be a good time. $25 for that one.
Whew, kicking off Sunday early there. And then Monday, you found this event called Hopped Up Broads, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Hopped Up Broads, man. Hopped Up Broads is Monday, the 24th at Sheffield's. So Sheffield's is up near Wrigley. It's really like the bar of choice if you're up there, right? Like, where else do you, if you go to a Cubs game.
Dry Hop?
Yeah, you go to Dry Hop.
but so small, so you can't get
super
in.
Super small, you know, you might have to wait an hour. But, you know, yeah, there's, like, very few, like, really kick-ass, like, beer bars up
and
there.
And Sheffield's a little more out of the way, and they have outdoor space.
They got the beer garden, and they do a really good Cubs opening day. They do a goat roast, and they do, like, an all-day event. Last year, they had, like, magicians there. New Holland was there.
Oh, nice. Well, that should be coming up soon, right?
DJs. That's a great place. I really like that place. Oh, and they smoke their own meat, man. It's like whatever you call places that smoke their own meat. It's that place, man. Hey, so what are we talking about? Oh, we're talking about Hopped Up Broads. All right, so Hopped Up Broads is this event. So basically, Hopped Up Broads is a beer education series geared towards women.
You got very delicate in your voice when you started talking about that.
So this is Hopped Up Broads. That's a great name, Hopped Up Broads. Okay. So Hopped Up Broads, this is one of 12, basically it's beer school. And, you know, it's one of 12 events at Sheffield's. So you go to Sheffield's, you pay $20, you get some cool swag, you get a couple beers on draft, and then you get a beer education from the Sheffield staff.
Nice.
Yeah. So if you're someone that goes to Benny's or your local store and you see the 300 beers and you freak out like, well, what the fuck do I get? This is too much for me. You know, go hang out at Sheffield's, man. They smoke their own meat. They got a killer draft list, and they're having this event. So you should go check it out.
Very cool.
That's going to be Monday the 24th.
Nice.
6 p.m.
And then one more event on Tuesday, which we'll be recording next week probably. But there's also at Emporium is pinball night. So it's a pinball tournament and sponsored by Stern, the pinball company, and Revolution. So they usually do a deal on Revolution pints, and there's prizes. Revolution usually gives away like a bottle of something and like a six pack. And then, yeah, go there, win some money, win some beer, and play pinball.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Stern because they've got the AC/DC game. Mm-hmm. And then they've also got
Metallica.
Metallica game.
Metallica's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are really good games at Emporium. So that ought to be good.
So really, two events at Emporium in the next week. So you should probably go to one of these and grab a beer and play some games. Knock Nick off of Blitz. And
I'm so ready.
Well, great. Well, I'm out of beer, so I think that wraps up the show then. Nick, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they get in touch?
I'm at Nicosio on Twitter.
Right. And I'm at BRad on Twitter. If you want to follow Chicago Beer Pass, it's at Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there with links to iTunes. So subscribe, leave us a review. We love that. And we got a Facebook page. We're posting photos on there. Events we go to, beers we're drinking, yeah, just fun stuff we come across. And that'll do it for episode 19 of Chicago Beer Pass. Thanks for listening.
Right on. Cheers.